Former Senator Paul Sarbanes, who died this month at the age of 87, was a Salisbury native, and many say he never forgot his Eastern Shore roots. One of those is former State Senator Jim Mathias, who also served for many years as the mayor of Ocean City. We begin with after he was told about the news.
And I sat up in the bed, and I really, frankly, not out of grieving. I had heard that the senator, you know, had some challenges, and I'm very close with his brother, Tony. And I asked Tony, who was on the Wicomico County Council, as you know. But I just really set up in remembrance and gratitude and really stayed awake the rest of the night. And may God rest his soul and bless us with people of the character, the integrity, intellectual ability, the insight of Senator Sarbanes.
Now, in your town of Ocean City, he was also a key player, as I understand it, in terms of beach replenishment.
He and Senator Murkowski and Roy Dyson were the leading force in beach replenishment. Can you imagine, Don, in Congress today, getting a deal for 55-0 years where you brought together the federal, state, county, and local governments to rebuild a beach that you knew the defense system was for it to wash away? They absorbed the shock and to take the damage out, but you knew that the money you put out there was going to wash away. Could you imagine doing that in Congress today?
How is the family doing? Did you get a sense at all about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I talked to Tony yesterday morning, and, he and I are very close, and he was deeply saddened. I mean, they were very, very close. And I think I got a chuckle out of him before we got off the phone about, things. He's... very sad. I talked to Lee Whaley. My God, Lee Whaley is unbelievable. Lee Whaley was his Eastern Shore was Senator Sarbanes' Eastern Shore rep. She told me her own story yesterday. The first time she staffed him, he was coming to a meeting down here at the Sheraton, and she called ahead because they were on a really tight schedule. They had to get in and get out in a hurry, and she made arrangements to park the car at the front and drop him, take him off and drop him at the front, and then go park the car. And she pulled up to the front and said, "I'll be back." He said, "Where are you going?" She says, "I'm going to go park the car. You got to get in here." He said, "No, we're going to go park the car. I'm the people senator. We're going to go park the car, and we're going to walk in together." Time after time after time, I say deeds, not words. That was the deeds with Senator Sarbanes.
So what do you think he thought of or would have thought of the kind of politics that we're seeing today?
Appalled. But I know it would have been just a reaction of appalled. I know he probably was engaged. It was against everything he believed in, everything. But he would have been engaged. And he would have been, probably was. What do I know? I mean, he certainly was. I read in the Sun paper this morning, I believe, and I spoke to John yesterday in the morning. We didn't talk in depth, but I read this morning that his dad watched the Warnock-Loeffler debate on CNN Sunday night before he passed. That's how engaged he was.
Former Eastern Shore State Senator and former Ocean City Mayor Jim Mathias, the passing of Paul Sarbanes. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.